Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review Podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Panacorvo and Stacey Nyman. How are you guys?
Good.
Still good.
They're good. All right, they're still good because we started, we recorded, and I forget to hit the record button, but we're back and we're ready. Hey, how about a spooky Halloween show, or as spooky as we could get? Let's do this over again. I'm Cadaverous Chris. This is Poltergeist Pete. And Stacey, what should the S be? What should we say? Sorceress? Spooky?
Oh, sorceress. Ooh. That one didn't even come up on the Google search.
Spooky,
no, I don't
Stacey.
Want to be sorceress.
There we go.
I'll be spooky.
Peter?
What?
Stacey? Halloween show. You got a bowl of candy in front of you. I need three pieces of candy. What are they? What are you eating before anything else?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
Heath bars.
Solid.
And of course, like any good host of this show, the third one should be painfully obvious. Albany's gummy bears.
The little 1 ounce bag of Albany's gummies, Pete?
Yeah.
Or whatever ounce bag you can get your hands on. 16 ounces.
Or the five pound bag if you happen to hit that perfect house. Hey.
Yeah, for sure. Go back. Change your costume and go back for more.
Exactly. If they're giving out 5 pound bags, I will go as a princess. I will go as Captain Marvel. I will go as the ogre from Shrek. I will go everything I can come up with.
You'll even go as Anna and Elsa, I bet, for a 5 pound bag of Albany's gummy bears.
It would be pretty far down on the list. I'd have a lot of gummy bears by that point.
Peter, I have 40 pounds of gummy bears. Stacey, what are your top three candies you're pulling out?
All right, I'm very specific. I'm going for the holiday brand of Reese's peanut butter candy, like the trees. Well, that wouldn't be
the
for
pumpkins,
Halloween.
Pumpkins?
That would not be for Halloween. It would be for the pumpkins.
The pumpkins,
yes.
Okay.
We have to explain my brain in a few minutes as well.
We will, but she's getting 10-month-old candy too, Pete, and she's good with that.
I need to get those Christmas tree peanut butter cups at Halloween. Those are my favorite. I have to have them every year.
Okay, so
they're a little old, but hey, they are still delicious.
Okay, the pumpkins, but not the Reese's Pieces pumpkins.
Gotcha.
But I don't really want I don't want regular Reese's peanut butter cups. I want the pumpkins.
Gotcha.
Plain Hershey bars.
Okay.
And Snickers.
Nice.
Which Snickers? You said specific. You talking original Snickers? You talking about Snickers Dark, peanut butter Snickers?
I'm going original.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nice. The correct answer was peanut butter Snickers. Thanks for playing. We have enjoyed having you on the show.
They're good too.
There's some lovely parting gifts for you backstage.
Stacey, you said the original Hershey's bar, and I agree. There's something just delicious and simple about that plain Hershey's bar. I go for a Baby Ruth. I don't know why. I think it's the one everyone else avoids, so it was always in there.
It's because he likes to throw them in the swimming pool.
Exactly right. Oh, my belly.
He's like a 9-year-old.
Right? Exactly. And I got to be honest with you. It's going to be a shocker for most people. I'm like a 9-year-old. What I still really look for are like the little box of Nerds.
Fun dip?
Yeah, the fun dip. It goes everywhere. Eat the spoon before I get
Pixie
down
sticks.
It, right? No, the little box of Nerds. Those are so cool still. All right.
I remember when Nerds came in a box where you had two flavors.
Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous. Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, one on each side.
Nice.
And then
I could
if
never
you were like
them properly,
if you were ignorant like me, you just ripped the top open and you ate both of them at the same time. It was terrible for you.
And it all wet.
So good.
What are you doing with that box, Stacey?
You're not supposed to like, put the box in your mouth. What are you doing? Pour it into your hand.
All right. Give me one you're avoiding. Give me a candy you're avoiding.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, what's sitting in the bottom of that Halloween bowl forever besides Christmas tree pieces?
No, Whoppers. Those should not be
Whoppers.
I do not like malted milk balls. They're disgusting. It's like chewing on styrofoam with bad chocolate on the outside of it.
Okay.
I have so many.
Okay. Oh, Stacey, you have so many that you're avoiding?
I have so many that I'm avoiding.
Uh-oh. Okay, tell me. What do you got?
Yes. So any hard candy, like wrapped hard candy.
Jolly Ranchers?
Okay, not those.
any other one.
That's the one.
Lifesavers?
Like the butterscotches, even though I kind of do like those, but I'm still avoiding those.
What are you, 90? Who gives up wrapped butterscotch for Halloween?
So many people in the neighborhood.
Peter, she's getting the anise candies and stuff from the bottom of the purse.
That's for real. Like those red ones?
Cinnamon discs. Those, those aren't good.
I don't like sixlets either. I don't like those. Okay. Sophie loves those. I hate those.
They're just perfectly round M&Ms.
I disagree.
Really, all it is.
I kind of still think they taste a little bit like malted milk balls to me, but they should taste like M&Ms, but they don't. And I think that's what makes me mad.
It's because it's like, cheap chocolate.
Yeah, that's probably
it's really not good.
Yeah. Stacey, I don't know if anybody ever has been mad at sixlets before, too. I just wanted to
And there goes that sixlet.
Aggravates me.
Thank you. Now the sixlet company is not going to look at us anymore.
We're never going to get it.
Where do you guys stand on Almond Joy and coconut?
Joy I like. I like Mounds, too. I'm not a big dark chocolate. I'm not a chocolate fan in general.
Gotcha.
But like, I really, of all the chocolates, dark chocolate is my least favorite.
Gotcha. Those are the ones that sit at the bottom of my bowl. It's not the taste, it's the texture. Just can't get past it. I just can't get past it.
Oh, see, but I like coconut macaroons. So for me, that's it can be very close.
Okay, here's the mystery. I like macaroons too. But I just don't like Mounds bars. It's different. Don't ask me why.
I wasn't gonna.
I can't explain that one. All right. So let's really brainstorm here. We're not even on Disney yet. So you've got kids coming to your doorbell, right? And this year is a different year. So candy may not be acceptable. What would you give? Give me one thing you could give away besides candy to trick-or-treaters this year. Because we're all thinking about it right now. I mean, Peter, it's going to be hard for you to get trick-or-treaters. I realize that. But let's just say that you were. What else could you give away?
I mean, you could be that house that throws, like, pennies to the bottom of the bag, but there's a coin shortage, so that's not going to work.
My neighbor in Chicago.
It's highly frowned upon to throw apples at children, so that's not going to work.
Because you're throwing them, Peter. You're throwing them at kids. You're throwing them.
At least the candy is wrapped. The apple doesn't even have anything on it.
Peter, it's
they're
going
to eat what you handed to them.
My neighbor used to give away the golden dollars, the Sacagawea dollars.
No, that would be cool. Yeah. But like, I would have when I was a kid, every Halloween I'd have like 12 cents at the bottom of the bag for some reason because like somebody was just throwing small handfuls of pennies in the bags and stuff. It's like
nice.
Just turn the light off. Leave me. Don't even make me come to the door.
What do you got? Give me something besides candy.
You can do like little containers of bubbles, pencils. Don't do stickers. Like kids don't like stickers.
Pre-chewed pencils
and open bottles of bubbles. Open bottles.
No.
Half used bottles of bubbles.
Yeah, like used colored pencils, like kids' school supplies, a marker.
You know that golf pencil, that golf pencil with no point on it anymore.
Yeah. So quick, we are so far off the rails today. I'm sorry.
Scissors.
When we live in Chicago,
I would not suggest scissors for Halloween.
We're going to explain Stacey in a second here.
Glue sticks. Yeah. You're going to give the kids glue to sniff. Are you out of your mind? You're going to go to jail, lady.
Guys, true story. When we were in Chicago doing trick-or-treating, we got to this. It's back of the like lot house, and the guy in front's like this weird dude, like right from like 1972, this weird dude. And I remember the kids going up with me, and the guy was like fresh out of candy. He's like, "No, no, I'm gonna give you guys something." The kids got individual golf balls from his golf bag for Halloween. They were given golf balls. So, God love you. You can give golf balls away too, I guess, in theory. So.
That person was Chris's dad.
Yeah, exactly. It was me. Okay, it was me.
And that's why Chris is a golf pro.
So there you go.
It started him down the path.
All right, Stacy, you've been a little different today. Do you want to explain why? I'll give you the dance floor so people can understand why different. You're giving away glue and scissors, just so you know.
Whenever somebody describes you as different.
I'm letting you speak. Let's do it.
I'm on some very heavy antibiotics, let's just say. I have been treated for MRSA for the past couple of weeks. So thankfully, I think that the infection is gone. But it was pretty resistant infection. I go back to the doctor tomorrow just for a checkup to make sure that it is gone. But the first round of antibiotics didn't really do much, so they put me on another type. This is actually my third round, but another type that was much stronger. It was like basically a double dose. But side effects are things like brain fog, and I almost said brain frog, brain fog, and a lot of other things that are just.
Did say brain frog? Whatever.
So that's why, folks, she's been off the air for quite some time.
I forget what I'm saying in the middle of what I'm saying, and I just don't sleep very well. And some nights I sleep great. Other nights I wake up like panic attacks and things. So, and it's weird because I'll wake up and I'll be having kind of a mini panic attack, and I'll remember, okay, it's a panic attack. I'm not having a heart attack. It's okay. It's okay. And then I'll be able to go back to sleep. So it's weird how you kind of adjust to these types of things. So I'm very much looking forward to when I'm done with this antibiotic. But thankfully the other side effects that are really very disruptive to life, I haven't experienced. It's just kind of these annoying mental type things. I haven't really had physical side effects. So, which can be very disgusting and yucky. So, I'll be thankful for what I have. So,
yeah, when you got this on just a normal situation, how you developed MRSA, and then it's dominated your life for like a month now almost.
On September 19th, I went for a run and got the smallest blister ever. Like, it was so small that I didn't even realize that it was a blister until the next day when we went for a walk. And I was like, oh, that hurts a little bit. I'll put a Band-Aid on it and put a shoe on and went for a walk, came back home, and it didn't even hurt. It wasn't until a couple of days later that I was like, oh, that really hurts. So I wonder why my foot really hurts. And then slowly throughout that week, the redness spread. And I end up sending Pete a picture. And he's like, well, keep an eye on that. And then went to the ER. They diagnosed it as cellulitis. And then went another week. And then on antibiotics went another week. And it wasn't until a week after that that they diagnosed it with MRSA. So it's been since September 19th that I've been dealing with this. So just about a month. Yep.
A month as of tomorrow. This recording.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So, kind of crazy.
You said it was resistant. You know, the R in MRSA stands for resistant,
yeah.
Right?
I do know. Yes. Okay. I knew that.
Multi-resistant staff.
I didn't know what all of the letters stood for, but I did know that the R stood for resistance.
It's multiple resistant staff.
And I knew that the S was staff, but yeah. So
see, brain fog isn't that bad then.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing all right.
You got an awesome excuse though, Stace. You can say whatever you want right now though.
I know.
Uncensored. So
and it's been super nice not having to go to work, but I
can make Chris work so hard
editing
this show. Oh, we can make this horrible.
All right. So let's not make this horrible.
That'll be his trick or treat.
Let's not make this horrible on poor Chris. Anyways, hey, guys, how about something just fun? We got how about a three-word show? You guys up for a little
bit? We've done that for a while.
Yeah. How about a three-word show on – so how do we describe this best? Frightening, scary, spooky, Halloween-ish, Walt Disney World type things. Are you guys cool with that?
Yeah.
So I've assembled a list here, and I got about 13 or 14 items on my list. It ranges from...
Chris, the correct answer would have been to have 13. It's Halloween.
This is true. But I added one more for the day after Halloween. So I've got about 13 or 14 items, okay, from attractions to animatronics. And let's get some three words in, okay? First, anybody have any costumes? No? No? No costumes for Halloween? You didn't come prepared today?
I have my ears. My ears are...
I'll put my costume on.
Nice. All right.
So let's do this. You guys ready?
That is not Thanos on a bad hair day, folks. That is Chris wearing a purple troll wig.
A purple troll wig. Here we go. Peter. Okay. The stretching room. Three words to describe the stretching room. Got to fix my wig. You want to pass for Stacy?
I'm going to call it my favorite fates.
Your favorite fates.
Yes.
Okay. Stacy.
Really tall people.
Okay. As I'm realizing Stacy has brain fog and pulling off the three words. But Peter, explain my favorite fates.
Well, everyone in the stretching room
suffers a fate.
That's their death.
Gotcha.
That's how they die. So that's their fates.
Okay.
Including the ghost host.
As yes, of course. With the giant scream at
There's always end. His way.
His way out. Exactly. I'll give it to Peter. There we go. My favorite fates. How about the Hollywood Tower Hotel? Stacy?
Long way down.
Okay, Peter.
Wanna ride alone.
Long way down, I understand. Wanna ride alone, meaning you're the only one in the car?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think that would be really cool to be the only one in there.
Okay.
I've gotten close.
How many?
I've ridden it twice with just me and B.
I think I remember a picture of you two. Yeah. That was it. Okay.
We were the only two people in the elevator car.
But I must agree with Stacy. It is a long way down. Stacy, I'm going to give you that one. Long way down. Peter, is there a chance of riding alone now? Is the crowd's level still down low enough, or is it gone back up at this point?
The crowd level's still, they're running at 25% capacity, but...
Gotcha.
There's still only so much to do in the parks, so... The time that I wrote it like that was an after hours event for DVC. That's the only reason I got to ride it like that.
Understood. Okay. So, Stacy, is that a regular ride for you guys for the Nyman Clan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tower?
Gotcha. Yep. Even Little Britta.
Gotcha. Okay. How about the dinosaur attraction? Is that a regular attraction for you guys? You guys go on the dinosaur ride?
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah, we actually had to like go back to Animal Kingdom specifically to ride it on the tour. That was like the last thing that he got us into.
Nice. Nice. It's not always talked about. Like, it's one of the headline attractions. But when you go on that ride, it's like super memorable. You leave that one, you're a little sore. So,
I never remember to wear a kidney belt when I go on that. So, I mean, that would be helpful.
Exactly. Peter, you can go. Dinosaur, the attraction.
Not my favorite.
Okay. Stace?
Catch the Iguanodon.
Oh, very good. Very good. Not the Carnotaurus. He does not invoke fear in you. He may be the scariest animatronic on property. Especially the last dip when he's literally right above your face and he's, So, no? Nothing for you, Pete?
No.
No?
No.
The first time I rode that, I had worked myself up so much about being, I was so scared, and I was I mean, I had kids. I think we had Griffin might have been a toddler. So, I mean, I was in my 30s. I was so scared. I think I had my eyes shut the entire time and was telling, asking Scott, tell me when, like, when is the scary part? And so every time I ride it still, I still have like the terrified fear. So I'm always pleasantly surprised when it's not as scary as I think it's going to be. But I don't know why. I just always forget like that the dinosaur is not as terrifying as I think it's going to be. Because that first time.
On a side note, have you ridden Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Okay. So, Peter, it's the same ride vehicle?
Same ride vehicle, same track layout from what I understand, but it's supposed to be a significantly better ride.
I don't know if it is the same track layout other than the same ride vehicle. Peter, it is amazing.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, it's completely worth it as far as the queue, the pre-show. Everything about that attraction screams just wed, you know.
And you have to do it more than once, though, because when we did it, the whole family went on it once, and both Scott and I were a little bit underwhelmed with it, just because of the hype with it. We were just kind of like, oh, that wasn't really as great as we thought it was going to be. But then I went on it again with a couple of the kids because of the Fast Pass. We had the rider switch or whatever, and it was spectacular the second time. And I think it's just because I could enjoy it and look for more details. Mm-hmm. The second time around, Scott didn't get to go on it again. So he still has that first experience where he was still underwhelmed. So you have to do it twice. It's just, and I'm assuming that every time you do it, it gets better. So.
Well, I have to do it once.
You do.
Or I can do it twice.
Yes.
And to do it once, I have to go to California.
You do. Yes.
And I haven't.
Right.
So, but it's on your list, I'm sure.
No, it is. Like, I've been to California once in my life. Mm-hmm. It literally was fly there, land at LAX, drive through South Central Los Angeles on the way to the port for a cruise, and that was it.
Okay. Peter, it might be blasphemous. It might be the best ride in California, that Indiana Jones won. It was amazing. Fantastic. So,
okay.
The Yeti. You can call him Disco Yeti. You can just call him Yeti, but the Yeti. Miss Nyman, Spooky Stacy, you're up first.
Backwards makes me sick.
Makes me. Gotcha. One word.
Backwards.
Hyphenated. We're good.
Backwards, so sick.
Okay.
There you go.
Peter.
Love that strobe.
Backwards makes me sick. I don't know. I'm gonna have to give you each a half a point there on that one. No, love the strobe because it is a strobe light for sure at that point. People speculated when they were down for this closure they might do something. But when you realize, you hear interviews with Joe Rohde and with the other Imagineers, it's not simply you go in and you fix it. It's structurally down to its foundation.
It's a structural problem, yeah.
Correct. The foundation's cracked and shifted. And, I mean, it would be a significant, not rehab, it might be like a reconstruction in order to replace the foundation of that. So it's not a simple fix. I know in the Disney fan community, it should be easy. Nothing is easy like that. You know what I mean? These are.
Yeah, I know there was like, The hope was once they finished Pandora that then they would have enough at the park where they could take down Expedition Everest and fix it. But yeah, you know, even like now you have no shows running. Mm-hmm. or next to no shows running. So, I mean, it's
well,
I honestly, if you're honest with yourself, do you really believe it's ever going to get fixed?
Well, let me ask you this question, guys. If it got fixed or if it doesn't, does it increase park attendance by one person?
I think it would.
Temporarily? But
temporarily. I don't know if it would be a permanent draw to have the Yeti moving again. But
sure.
As soon as somebody found out that Yeti was back to the original incarnation of it, that ride would be flooded.
Maybe for 30 days. But once you got YouTube video, which everyone would get, it would then subside, I think. So just the, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? There's YouTube video of Rise. Mm-hmm. And that's still, I mean, Stacey will back me up. That's a tough thing to get into, even still.
Okay.
Even with the lower crowds, it's still hard to get into that. Like, I think JJP said he got boarding group 66 today.
Hmm. All right. 2-2 right now, guys. The Headless Horseman. Peter.
Cool parade start.
Stacy.
Bucket list item.
Man, they're both good ones. It is a cool parade start. I've never seen it, but I've watched the parade. And it's my bucket list. Dang, you guys. I'm going to have to give you half right there. You'll each get... I'm going to give you one full. You each get one. Mickey's Not So Scary. Stacy.
I just snorted. Did the microphone pick that up?
I'm sure.
No, it didn't. But thanks for letting us all know.
I figured I'd own it just in case it did.
Just wait, people. Flatulence is one of the side effects of this thing as well, too. So just wait.
Thankfully, that hasn't been one that I have had a problem with.
That wasn't a snort, ladies and gentlemen.
Too bad I just used bucket list item.
This is radio gold.
I know.
This is radio gold.
That was the thumbnail that we're using for this one.
Oh, great. Trick or treat.
Okay. Peter.
So much candy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pete should win that one.
That's a good one. So much candy it is. Gotcha. Peter, I'll give you that one.
The one time Missy and I went, we literally came home with like 8 pounds of candy.
Wow. Wow. Awesome experience, though. It's been on my list, too. And this year was the year that it probably could have happened, but obviously it didn't happen. So.
Yep.
All right. We talked about frightening, right, for Walt Disney World and scary. It's a Small World. We're just going to go with It's a Small World as far as frightening. Stacy.
Wait, I went first last time.
I know. I'm just mixing it up.
I'll go. Peter, I have one.
Peter, It's a Small World.
Song causes madness.
There we go. Stacy.
Crazy-eyed hippo.
And she knows I love the crazy-eyed hippo. Stacy.
I will concede to crazy-eyed hippo because that's awesome.
Stacy, I'll give you bonus points if you remember what the hippo I called him. Do you remember that by any chance? He's got a name, and you know the name because he's someone in Edcot.
Oh, I don't want to guess. That would be horrible if I said the wrong name.
Well, I'll let it be. Who's going to get it? We'll leave it out there. So there's a name for him that I've called this guy. Mickey shaped pumpkins. Okay. This is back to you now, Stace.
Yes. I love them.
Oh, that's solid. That's solid. Peter?
Born in Epcot.
Oh, that's solid, that's too.
One. That is a good one.
Man, you guys are good.
Living with the land. Yeah. Mm. I want one of those so bad. Do they have those as popcorn buckets? I thought I saw a picture of somebody on Facebook with a popcorn bucket shaped one. But that is one of my reasons that I want to go down for Halloween is just to get a picture in front of one of the lampposts at Magic Kingdom with the Mickey pumpkins. They're just so cute.
I will tell you something, and I saw this back in Chicago. Walgreens generally will have the Mickey head-shaped trick-or-treat buckets.
Aha, good tip.
So,
Stace, we got some in the mail house. You need a bucket? We'll send you a Mickey bucket. We got a few.
Do you have the Mickey shaped ones?
Yeah.
Well, if you use them, I'll go look at Walgreens. I don't want to steal your popcorn buckets. Your trick-or-treat buckets.
No problem. I know what you meant. No problem. We're giving you latitude today, Stace. We're giving you latitude.
Besides, Chris, you don't want Scott using your popcorn buckets,
right?
Just no.
Do you know that story, Chris? I'll tell you
no,
later.
Should I
an off the air story.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to do that as a Patreon episode, maybe.
All right. We're talking about creepy, spooky, and scary Walt Disney World. The bill after a 7-night stay.
Oh.
All right. Peter?
Oh.
The bill after a 7-night stay. Everyone right now is shuddering, thinking when they see that bill.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, how much did I spend at the bar? What did I do? How much were those margaritas? $13.95. He ordered five of them.
I'm trying to come up with three words. I can come up with like 12, but not three.
You want Stacy to go?
I don't know if she's going to be in any better a position than me right now, but yeah, I'll defer to her for a second.
All right, I can come up with three, I think, as long as one of them is considered a compound word, but I don't know if it is. But I don't know why I'm stressing so much about this. Buy more Target gift cards. Scratch the buy. That's not what I meant. More Target gift cards. Gift cards needs to be a compound word.
She had a paragraph.
Gift cards.
All right. That one counts, though. Okay, very good.
Because that's what we're doing. Like, we're like, Scott's on the computer ordering more Target gift cards. And last time we were there, he was ordering and they declined him because he had already ordered too many. And they're like, sir, you cannot order this many in this amount of time. And
wow,
sadly, but then I think that they went through and then we had excess. But it was already after the trip. So then we had to apply to the next trip. So
understood. Peter.
Yeah.
Color draining totals.
Pretty solid. Pretty solid, Peter. There you go.
Also, I was wrong on what I said, what I meant. I meant Disney gift cards, not Target gift cards.
But they buy them from Target.
You buy them from Target.
Because when you use your red card, you get 10% off.
You followed what I was thinking, Pete. Yes.
Yeah.
It was not Target gift cards.
We got you. We're good, Stace. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
I'm not sure why a Target gift card would be useful at Disney, but
we're good. The audience is forgiving today. Don't worry. All good. We got you. We're good. All right. The Return Magical Express Trip. The Return. Not so much spooky, but it is frightening. It is scary. It's sad. So the Return Magical Express Trip. Stacy.
Never experienced it.
Peter.
Truly Tragical Express.
It's pretty good. I've got to go with that, Stacy. I didn't remember you never experienced it. So, Stacy, there's nothing like the trip, and when you land at Orlando International, and you go down to, you know, Concourse A or whatever the bottom is, and you take the bus, and you're like, this is the best day of my life. And then the day you leave, and you're outside in the queue of sadness, just waiting for the bus to pull back up, and you know, it's all over. It's all over.
No, I can imagine. Well, and that's even worse, because, like, at least when you're driving home, you still have a little bit of vacation left because you're going to stay at another hotel, you're going to go swimming, you know, you have restaurants to eat at on your way home and stuff, but leaving, you're taking that bus back, you're going to be home that afternoon. That's got to be really sad.
And Disney wants you at the airport 3 hours in advance per TSA. So they're like, get out. We don't even want you here anymore. You got to go. So there's no lingering around and enjoying the last moments. You're out.
And if you miss that Magical Express, it's a pricey alternative.
Peter, how much did it cost you, Peter? Yeah. Can I ask? How much did it cost you, big guy?
With tip, over $100.
Yeah. That's a long story from a couple years ago, right, big guy? You were you had to take Yeah. So, bad day. All right. The skeletons at the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean. Kind of spooky. Kind of scary. Peter.
New goal weight.
Nice. Nice. Peter, you got your A game on today. Stakes.
The cat just scratched me.
Now she has a fever.
Yeah, I know. Oh no.
Need more cowbell?
I don't know. Give it to Pete. That was a good one.
She's just like, I don't know.
They're really pretty bony.
Really pretty bony. Okay. It's three words.
You know what? I got to give it to Stacey just for coming up with it. I got to give it to my stomach has never hurt so much in a show. Oh, all right. Here we got some spooky ones to end. Mission Space Orange. Mission Space Orange. Okay. Stacey.
Probably going to die.
That works. I love it. A little bit of Chicago accent in there, and we did it good. Mm-hmm. Peter.
My preferred mission.
That's good, too. But she actually used the word gonna. So whenever you use the word gonna, I got to give it to you.
Well, you think, like, because did somebody pass away on that ride?
Yeah, but that person had some kind of a heart issue or something. That when the ride first opened, it might have been like the first few days.
That's where my morbid head goes, though, every time I ride it. As I'm riding it, I'm thinking, this is probably going to be the end of me. So, and as I'm riding it. So that's what I think about. So.
But yet she still runs every race that she can.
Right.
Well, at least five people die running these marathons that she does every year.
Well, and now that I've had MRSA, of course, every time I run, I'm going to assume that I'm going to die every time I run because I've had MRSA. So.
But look at the side effects. Look what you get to enjoy for the next 3 weeks afterwards. All right. Last one, folks. The Ursula animatronic. Okay. The Ursula animatronic. Stacy.
Larger than life.
Oh, boom. Like a mic drop. Peter.
I prefer Coco. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to give it to Stacy.
Of course you are.
But. But. Even I was giving out partial points. Peter, don't ask me how this got to this score. Peter with 8. Stacy with 7.
Nice job, Pete.
So Peter with 8 and Stacy with 7. Great job. So
15 points possible or 15 points given out of a possible 13 points.
Yes, and I did partials at some point.
That is Chicago politicians math right there.
Vote multiple times. Keep on voting.
Vote early, vote often, folks.
All right. Before we go, though, we're going to do this at the back end of the show here. Give me something good. Give me something good in your life, guys. You got something that you want to share with us? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Stacey?
He's sick.
He is sick. I heard. There's a nurse going over to his house later on and whatnot. So that's what I heard. So
she'll be there to restore his pluck.
We got to hang out with some family this weekend, so it was nice to, especially after being literally in bed for 3 weeks and like not getting out of bed for more than just a walk to the bathroom. To actually go and see people that we haven't seen for months and months and months. It was a very small, socially distanced, masked gathering.
Party-ish.
Yeah, kind of. Like we got together with a couple of cousins, and it was Emily and Chris from Edcott. So it was really, really nice to see some family. So that was It lifted the spirits. It gave a little bit of
spirits.
Well, like a little bit of normal behavior, right? In an abnormal time. It's
nice. And just kind of gave a little bit of excitement that the, you know, going into the holidays, and it was nice to see Britta and the other kids too, like just kind of
get to be kids and play.
Yeah, being kids.
Yeah.
So, and Britta's just been kind of, she just hasn't had much of a childhood the past few months. So it's been nice to see her just being a kid. So that was really fun. Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Peter, what do you got good?
Finally got everything ironed out, and I'm going to have visitors the week between Christmas and New Year's. My mom, my brother, his wife, and their three kids are going to be coming down the week between.
Awesome. That is great.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
That is really great.
That's really cool. Are they staying on Disney property, Pete? Off property?
They're staying on property.
Okay.
I have managed to get park reservations for all of the days that they will be here. The crazy part is, even though I'm on their park reservation, I was not able to get, even though I'm on their room reservation, I was not able to get on-site park reservations for two of the days. I actually had to use my AP reservation for 2 days. So now I really can't get into the parks. Mm. I have 1 day. And for some reason, my Disney experience is locking me out of it. So every time I want to go to the park right now, if I'm not already on someone else's resort reservation, I have to call and be like, please, sir, I'd like to spend money. Let me in. But and then it's like at their discretion as to whether or not they're gonna let me like come be a fan. I don't know. Oh, it makes no sense.
But the good news is, your family's coming down at Christmas time.
Yeah, right? So that'll be good. They get here on Christmas. Luckily, my brother and his kids do not listen to the show because the kids don't know they're coming.
Yay! Where are they staying?
They're staying at Coronado.
That's amazing.
They were going to stay at Old Key West. B had actually found them the last two-bedroom villa on property for that week. And they didn't give her an answer fast enough.
Oh, no.
And lost it. Oh, no.
So, yeah. Now they're
on a Coronado.
Yeah, no. They're getting to stay at Coronado, so that's good. On Christmas morning, the kids are going to get told, hey, put your shoes on. They're actually packing a bag for them. The kids will not know they're going, and they're just driving to the airport.
Awesome.
That's so amazing. So,
yeah, it should be cool. I'm kind of sad I'm not going to get to see the kids' reaction when they realize that they're going to the airport.
Can they do the live video?
How old, Pete? How old
maybe.
How old are kids?
Well, Marissa's a senior in college. She's actually doing her student teaching this year.
Okay.
Natalie, I believe, is 13 going on 23.
Uh-huh. I know that.
And Nathan is 11.
Oh, that's going to be so great. Those are that's going
to
be so
He might fun. Be Don't hold me to the 11. I'm a terrible uncle, and I may be off by a year or two.
You know that he's not like 6. So that's
good. Yeah, no. He's like second or third grade.
A tween.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great. Yay!
So, I'm going to chime in here too, and I rarely do with these things, but what's good in my life is I've been able to spend some additional time in Florida recently.
Yeah.
And some of the coolest parts about that is it's a different adventure, but I realize when I'm down there, I've got so many friends down there. I was able to meet with Pete. We hung out. We walked around the springs, and we hadn't hung out for a long time in person, you know, and that was really cool. We spent a few hours together, just Pete, myself, my wife Lisa, just hanging out and shopping.
Yeah.
We had a great time. But just to be able to be down there a little more freely, awesome. Just awesome. And flying
and it's only going to get better because once you have the house set up, then it's not going to be, well, we got to go to Lowe's, we got to go to IKEA, and we got to go here, and we got to go. then you actually get to relax when you're here.
Well, you know what?
So that'll be even better.
In a way, though, right now, this kind of plays to my favor because with the parks and stuff and with the restaurants, right now I could take the time that I need to work on what I need to work on.
That's true.
And then it'll be set up. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you did get some really neat stuff that has previously lived at Disney.
At the Polynesian, Pete.
Yeah, I know.
Did you buy stuff from that store?
I did. Wow. I have a floor lamp. I've got a table. I was going to buy a lot more, but I realized I didn't have the right vehicle. I had a rental car. Gotcha. So as it was, I was packing it up like Mr. Bean to try and fit everything in my car to try and get it back to the place. But yeah.
Fun.
So pretty cool. So
great.
I'm loving it. Anyways, if you enjoyed the show today, leave us a review. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever your podcasts are played. If you didn't leave the show, if you don't like the show, Pete, who are we? If they didn't like the show, who can they leave a review for?
We are Monorail Tales.
Monorail Tales. I am Rick Forbes, Bill Mitchell.
Sheila Sanders.
Leave us a review. No, leave them a good review, too. Those guys are just awesome as well, too. Great people. Anyways, we want you to have a safe Halloween. Have a fun Halloween. Remember, you're creating the memories for your kids right now. So make
sure. And your neighborhood kids.
And your neighborhood kids. So be that neighbor that goes out of your way to do the right stuff at Halloween for these people. So.
And if you're not going to, turn the porch light off.
Oh, I love you, Peter. Absolutely. Don't be that guy. Exactly. All right, folks. Have a great, happy, spooky Halloween.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.